From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we've got an opera about the death penalty, noise pop, and a musical about a runaway teen. David Wiegand gets a look in his eyes like he wants to run away every time I say hello to him.
That's true.
He's an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
And it's mid-February, so it must be time for noise pop. That's Geographer off its new album. And I have to say, I'm not a big fan of the previous albums from this band, but I love this new song. It's a single from their brand new album. And they're one of the featured bands at Noise Pop, everyone's favorite independent music festival. I know it's a favorite because a lot of these shows were already selling out.
That's right.
Not Geographer, thankfully.
No.
But give us some help.
There's a show Saturday at the Rickshaw Stop, Black Rider and Vinyl Williams. Langhorne Slim is doing a solo act at Swedish American Hall next Thursday. Also Geographer, and they're going to be at the Fox Theater, which is a big venue, so you're, you know, apt to get tickets there. But there are like 80 different events and more than 150 bands over the course of Noise Pop, which gives you a lot of options. And, you know, it's always great to sort of discover something you never heard of before and just say, wow, I was there.
Noise Pop kicks off Thursday and continues at clubs in San Francisco and Oakland through the 27th. Crowded Fire Theater Company is opening its new season with a play about two teen boys and a very outspoken 12-year-old girl with a pellet gun living on their own. The play is Edith Can Shoot Things and Hit Them, and that's the name. This isn't a situation I think most adults, including me, would approve of, but I'm really curious how the playwright A. Ray Pamatmat works things out.
This is really a fascinating play. It was developed in 2010 by the Actors Theater of Louisville. His latest play actually was, it's called Power Play or What's Its Name, and that was developed at the ART in Cambridge and at Berkeley's ground floor. So, you know, this sounds like a really cool play. All the reviews I've read from around the country make it sound very promising.
Yeah, another connection with Berkeley Rep's ground floor. Mina Morita will be the new director, artistic director at Crowded Fire. They open their season with Edith Can Shoot Things and Hit Them at the Thick House in San Francisco Thursday. The play continues through March 21st. Some beautiful music now about a terrible tragedy. That's an excerpt from Dead Man Walking about a double murder and the morality of the death penalty. Quite a success in its San Francisco world premiere in 2000 with music by Jake Heggie and a libretto by Terrence McNally. And this is getting revived here in San Francisco. And we talked to Jake Heggie a few days ago, and he tells us that he hears the characters in his operas singing to him.
The goal is to immerse myself so deeply into the world of those characters that a sound world for that piece emerges. And out of that world come these characters. And once that happens and I get to know them well enough where they're actually singing to me, it really is a matter of just sitting there and taking dictation from them.
You know, Jake Heggie, of course, is a San Francisco composer, but this particular opera has been produced all over the world, and the opera parallel production is something that Jake is looking forward to, and I am too. It's much more of a stripped-down production, but it's based on the book by Sister Helen Prejean, and it's a powerful story. I remember opening night so vividly at the San Francisco Opera House, and Jake has obviously gone on to other successes such as Moby Dick and something else, I think, coming up at Berkeley Symphony.
Yeah, in fact, there's a bonus round here. Heggie has reorchestrated his piece about French artist Camille Claudel, and that piece gets a world premiere from the Berkeley Symphony February 26th with the wonderful Sasha Cook singing the title role at Zellerbach Hall. And Opera Parallel revives Jake Heggie's opera Dead Man Walking Friday through Sunday at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts. It's easy to describe what Marianne Gray does. She spent the past 40 years documenting dances and art installations around the Bay Area and beyond. Not so easy to say why it's so compelling, though it is. She's getting a show of her photographs at the Oakland Museum of California.
That's right. She actually started doing headshots for the original production of Angels in America. I've looked at her photographs, and one of the things that I think is so amazing is that there are a lot of people who photograph performances, but very, very few people have the ability to capture that ephemeral moment the way she does.
Especially
dance. But even beyond that, there's a sense of you being there when you look at her photographs. There's a sense of not only the three-dimensional aspect, but of actually being present.
Marion Gray, Within the Light, continues at the Oakland Museum through June 21st. He famously refused permission to MTV to broadcast the band's videos, and he was banned from South by Southwest. I don't know how you do that. But punk rocker Fat Mike has been invited into our neighbor Z-Space as a playwright of a new rock musical.
There's no monsters in the closet, that's what Mother said. There's no boogeyman or zombies underneath my bed. When there's scratches on the window, she said it's only branches in the breeze.
The kids in Home Street Home, that's the name of the play, have some imaginative ways of paying the bills. And this was written by Fat Mike. I don't know anything about this guy.
He's very, very famous.
With the band?
He's NoFX, which has been around for 32 years. That's really senior citizenship in the punk rock world. And I think people will compare this to Rent. They'll compare it to American Idiot,
which premiered at Berkeley Rep.
It did indeed, and so forth. It's about a bunch of runaway kids and trying to stay alive on the streets. It's not just a punk musical. There's a very interesting and very long article today in the SF Weekly this week by Emma Silvers that talks about this play. And if you're just expecting a punk rock musical, you're going to be disappointed. It's deeper than that.
The musical Home Street Home opens tonight at Z-Space in San Francisco and continues through March 7th. Thanks a lot, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on these shows and many more at kqed.org/thedolist. And follow me on Twitter @CyrusKQED.